Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The
crowd was singing high hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, high hopes, high hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast presented by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time. Philadelphia, celebrate responsibly. Jack, if you can't see the video,
I know.
Tell everyone what you're just holding up.
Back. Unfortunately, the camera makes it look like it's just a blank. I might have to bring like a Sharpie.
Yeah, here, give it to me.
That could be the new bit. Nope, on camera. Yeah, there it is. Good handwriting. Yep. That's a thumbnail if I've ever seen one.
It feels like a meme to me.
I already turned you into a meme the other day. You like that one?
Did it become a meme?
I posted it like three times.
Thanks,
I'm obsessed with that video.
Well, me doing the faces. I know. Yeah. So for those, we had headshots and they're like, act surprised, act angry.
Yep.
And yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
I can't believe that Broads has already had this much influence on the station. Pretty ridiculous.
Is that a Broads thing?
Have you seen Broads' YouTube?
No.
Okay. Well, it's just him going like,
Gotcha.
Looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, now we get to look ridiculous.
But now we get to look ridiculous.
And thanks a lot, Broads.
Well, and it's Tucker's fault because Tucker can't wait to put those
dude,
out
it's
there.
All Tucker's fault.
I did see Broads' YouTube. I said, we have to do this.
Yeah. Tucker.
Some of those fellas, huh?
Is this the Daniel Robert emergency pod? Or
Daniel Robert seems interesting.
I knew you would have a take on Daniel Robert.
I looked in 1 second. I know, and saw one video. Said looked at his AAA ERA. And said, I don't know. They might have found it. Dude, again, they're built. We'll obviously get to the base, but the real baseball team. They're building a juggernaut up in Lehigh Valley with the Iron Fist.
I saw someone tweet us. I think it was Philly Sports Talk on Twitter or Philly Talk on Twitter. Yeah. It's like they knew. They saw this.
They're 21-8.
It's unbelievable.
They're 21-8. I mean, if you want to talk about Iron Pigs baseball and having a feel, yeah, that's what it is. And they keep building.
You want to talk Iron Pigs baseball, but you know, keep going.
Speaking of minor league baseball, I might as well get this one out of the way. I mean, we're going to Reading, buddy.
I was going to lead with the thing we're doing. We're going to Reading.
Yeah,
we're going to see. This is Aiden Game 2.0.
Sure.
You know, we're going to go
Road to the Show.
Road to the Show. We're going to Reading to watch our guy play. It's going to be awesome. We can't wait. May 31st, night game, 6:45, something like that. We're going. We're going to have a ticket thing. We're going to put it out.
It's already up.
Jack already put it up. I retweeted it. I will put it out too. Me, a big Twitter guy. Coming out, dude. We had so much fun last year going to Delaware. This is going to be awesome.
And minor league baseball is the best.
It's the best.
It's the best. So you can get like, you know, way more access. You're closer to the players.
Bang for the buck.
Yeah, listen, tickets are very affordable, of course. My first baseball game, I found the ticket the other day in my parents'.
Your first game?
My first baseball game ever.
No way.
I found the ticket in my, the room I grew up in. And it was a Reading Phillies game.
Get out
And my
here.
Granddad wrote on the back, Jack's first baseball game.
That is
and
adorable.
I think I remember getting a baseball that day.
Whoa. So, yeah, when you're a kid, you get the baseball so much more. When
that's a huge
deal. So Zoe got a baseball in Clearwater when we were down there, and she was beside herself with excitement. It was the coolest thing. In a sad note, the Blue Jays are now her second favorite team because a Blue Jay gave her the ball. So she was like, oh, I like those guys.
Has she asked you about Joe Carter?
Yeah, I was like, that can't be a good one. You can't do that. That can't be your AL team. I'm sorry. I got to pick a different one.
They really hurt daddy.
Yeah.
As a,
yeah, it's not gonna, as a, I cried because of it. Yep. 12-year-old James was in tears.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good. But yeah, it's definitely not as sick going for a baseball when you're 31.
No, it's less. You know? Yeah, or 43.
Or 43.
And it is a life dream still to catch a foul ball.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. We all have that dream. Right?
So I think it's similar. If I could only choose one, which would I rather get?
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide if I'd rather get a hole in one or catch a home run / foul ball.
Yeah. So for me, obviously, as not a golfer, like it's clearly catch a home run foul ball. Though I do acknowledge, like if I golfed, I think hole in one should be the answer. I mean, that's so cool to hit a hole in one.
It is. I don't know where I stand.
I love that about you, especially because like a hole. Like a
hole in one, it has to be a good course. Like if a hole in one, let's say Arana,
right, a real hole in one.
It's like that's bucket list.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Now but, the other part of it too is
and
like
also don't
foul
want to
ball,
foul ball in a minor league.
Well,
game.
And not agree. And also like I don't want to go grab a ball off the ground.
No,
I gotta catch the foul ball or home run for it to count for the real.
You know what I want? You know what I want? I want Sut in one arm.
Oh, you want to be the guy. You want to be the on Twitter. Look at
that. Hey, look at that.
It's bad.
And then bring the ball and chug the beer. Like a man.
And then hand the ball to Sutton.
Sure.
Like a man.
Say, hey.
Yeah.
And then you know, kid. Everyone online says dad goals.
Yeah. You're right.
That's me.
You would be trending.
Oh, dude, it'd be a big deal. Yeah, big deal. Francis and LA would be beside themselves.
Oh, my God.
It would be phenomenal. Now, what about catching a home run at the Home Run Derby in 2026? Yeah,
not as good. I mean, it'd be fun. Though. It'd be fun. I'm in on it. Like, it'd be cool to have and all that, but it's not the same thing.
Are we going to be sleeping over at Citizens Bank
Park?
Here's
what I want. Can I put this out there? I know it's a little early for this, but could we be the Shag team?
Could
we be on the Shag team?
Like, I know.
I guess it's a little pause on that, but you know what I mean? We're shagging the fly ball, the balls that don't make it
first
over the fence.
First team all shag.
You know, it's usually kids that do it. A couple of shagging guys,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Two
for two.
How cool would that be? Like to be out there, catch some balls that make it shorter than the fence. Maybe I'll go over the fence to catch
them. I will knock 10 kids over. Are you kidding me?
Diving and flying around out there.
Those kids shouldn't really be out there.
It's ridiculous. It's dangerous.
Of course it's dangerous.
Think about
the kids.
Sorry, we're doing this for the kids, exactly. Not for us.
Which are you looking most forward to in 2026? The MLB All-Star Game, mm-hmm. PGA Championship, mm-hmm. World Cup, or NCAA Tournament?
So you know it's not the PGA.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Take that out of me.
You know Mick, man.
Marion's cool. Don't get me.
It's not at Marion. Well, better on Mick.
They're both cool.
Get your courses right.
Great courses. Just such beautiful places.
I know.
Play the greatest game.
Yeah. A gentleman's game.
Yeah, a gentleman's game. Yeah. I'll drink some beers and hang out. I'm most excited for the All-Star.
Of course.
Yeah. It's so cool. Like, I was.
Do you remember 90? Was it 96 it was here?
Yeah. I remember it happening, but I don't, like, have real hardcore memories of it. I wasn't there for it and all that. Like, I remember it happening. I remember watching the All-Star game, but I don't have like real memories.
I think the funniest thing about the All-Star game at the Vet is that they tried to spruce up the Vet, I guess.
Yeah.
All they did was make the seats blue.
I know.
And it's like, okay, that's the big upgrade.
That's what
to the
we
vet.
Did. It's like, you guess what? You can't upgrade it. It's just what it is.
We fixed it.
All
There's
right.
no rats anymore.
So before we get to the Phils, which we'll get to, May 31st,
yes.
Reading, check Twitters for that. But also, next week, May 7th, we're going to be in Drexel. We're going to Casey's.
Yep.
So coming out with us tonight, we're going to go watch the Phils.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday. I believe it's Wednesday night,
yep.
right? Yeah. Next Wednesday night, it is May the 7th.
The 7th.
We will be there. Casey's, Drexel Hill. We're going to be hanging out. It's our next watch party coming out.
BG Live Monday.
Dude.
Casey's Wednesday. Truist Championship at Philadelphia Cricket Club on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. You in on that?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. we're doing the show from there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Come on, man. This is a busy month.
Are you going to Phoenixville for that? That's so close to you comparatively.
Well, it's not that close. Technically, it's 30 minutes from me.
Yeah, I will not be going to BG Live. That is too late for your boy.
Yeah, no. But we're doing the show from a place around there.
I got it. You're talking about where the show. Got it.
Yes. Tucker's hometown, by the way. Speaking of Tucker,
yeah, homecoming for me.
Yeah, it would have been sweet if he had his wedding there.
Yeah, well, hold on. We got to go to Long Beach Island for Tucker's wedding, basically.
You're like two countries away to get his freaking wedding.
It's unbelievable.
You go, oh, I'm from here. Okay, sure. Yeah. It seems like you're from North Jersey.
Well, don't say is Mary from there?
Yeah, that's her hometown.
Okay.
I figured that'd be really weird.
It was.
You know what? I really like the venue and it's a little far away.
Is it a Friday wedding or Saturday wedding?
Saturday. Thank God.
At least that's courteous.
Thank God.
At least you're doing one thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Friday weddings are out of control.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And honestly, nothing worse than a Sunday wedding.
Well, Sunday wedding shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I agree. It's nonsense. Nonsense.
You had a Sunday wedding. I'm sorry.
But. Yeah. I mean, now there are some religious reasons for Sunday weddings.
Sure.
I get it. But, you know.
We're all trying to save money. I get it. So,
it's so true, buddy. So true.
By the way, very professional of us getting all the plugs out early.
I can't believe it.
Should I plug the book too? Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com.
I finished.
I just did like a Joe Conklin. You did. I didn't mean to. I was like, ringthebellbook.com.
So I, by the way, I'm doing a book signing with Joe Conklin.
No.
July 12th down at Atlantic City.
Hold up. What book does Joe Conklin have?
Well, he's doing a stand up thing.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Books.
I was like, a Joe Conklin book?
It would be.
What are we writing here?
Well, I don't know if he can write. I think it'd just be.
you might not be able to read or write. I think
it would just be an audio. Yeah,
exactly.
An audio book.
Just him making noises for
exactly.
4 hours.
The other day, yesterday morning, I was downstairs at like 6 a.m. because I had to get all my edits in, all the citations and where I got information from.
Oh, you're sourcing your knowledge.
Unfortunately,
nothing worse than that. I had to write a 40-page lit review in grad school, which was basically like, the way they phrase it is no thought in this paper can be your own. And you have to basically take all these things and put them together and write it in your voice, but no thought can be your own. It was the worst paper I've ever had to write.
Yeah. So I just kept wanting to write, like, trust me, bro. You know, like, I just I got it. I promise.
Source my brain.
I got it.
Yeah.
No. So it's not like all source, like certain quotes. So I had to go back to the Inquirer article that I read, whatever. So it took me about 2 weeks to do. And
we're back on track.
I thought I lost it. Like, I thought for about 5 minutes, I tried to refresh the screen.
Oh, you actually thought you lost your corrections.
I thought it was all gone. I thought it was 100% all gone.
Oh, my God.
It was a long
what were you like?
Minutes.
Yeah, what were you like in those 5 minutes?
Not well. Like, Walker's like, hey.
You know what's funny is, though, I can imagine, like, you and me, the difference between us in those 5 minutes. Like, I'm sure you were upset and whatever. Like, I would have. Like, I might have gotten divorced in those 5 minutes. I would have been so angry. And so, like, I'd have been freaking out to such a level that Emily would have been like, I can't stay with you after this. You've embarrassed yourself so badly in these 5 minutes that it's over.
And thankfully, once I got the initial freak out, and I was like, well, this might work.
Yeah.
And I found the cloud. And it was in the cloud. It was in the cloud. And it's all fine.
You're only 31.
The edits are sent along.
You should be much better at this.
I'm mostly anti-cloud.
I'm with you, but I'm 43.
Although I'm pretty over storage in general.
Yeah.
I'm sick of
pretty annoying when it's like
storage space filling up. Yeah. Where? How's it filling up?
Yeah.
Just make more.
It's fake, right? Like this is we're making this as we go.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like when people say AI uses a bunch of, like, you know, the power or whatever. And it's like, where? You know what I mean?
Computing power, I guess.
But it's all I don't even want to bother. Brick and mortar guys.
Yeah, we're not big like server farm guys stuff, right?
I have no idea how that stuff works.
Server farms, I think, is how it works. I'm pretty sure.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, servers.
So how about the Phils?
The Phils.
Yeah.
All right. So 17-13, not horrible.
No. Well, you would think with listening to everyone, they're 13-17.
Yeah. So where are you at? How you feel? How you feel about the Phillies right now?
I feel
I'm conflicted. I think the word is conflicted.
Sure. I think that's where a lot of people are. I think they're good. 100% good.
They're good. They're not bad.
There's real real flaws that could perk up, you know, when you don't want to.
Could be an issue. Yes. The bullpen could be a flaw.
Bullpen.
Don't.
Four perfect innings last night.
I know, but what a miracle.
Yes.
It's like, wow, they actually threw four shutout innings in a night.
And it was all of our high leverage guys, too, which made it so much more encouraging.
Ruiz getting outs.
Yeah, they're not as good as I had hoped. I think that's like,
thank you.
They're good. They're not as good as I hoped. They could have lost two nights ago, but they really didn't deserve to lose that game either.
Like, no, they should have won that game. I mean, Trey Turner is not the shortstop. They win that game without any issues. But here, let's focus on a guy then with the bullpen, because I think, you know, there's not much to say about. We know they need to. The guy that I'm most concerned about right now is Ryan Kirk.
Sure.
Because I felt like I thought we had three dudes. Like, I was like, I feel really good about Alvarado. I feel really good about Strom. And I feel really good about Kirkering. I don't feel really good about Ryan Kirkering right now. I'm concerned when the stuff just hasn't popped the same way this season. And on top of that, like,
I don't know if it's a stuff issue.
Well, look, if you go back to the playoffs, like, we've kind of excused it because he was young enough, but he has not gotten big outs in the playoffs. No. And this year he's been human.
Yeah. So I think it's so funny, by the way, and I'm with you. It's just so funny how opinions in the bullpen change seemingly every week.
Of course.
Last week, I took a call on this after the game that he blew, whatever they have
enough. Romano.
No, the Kirkering game, the game they won, the low game. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, I just don't understand how you don't put Romano in that situation. What's Thompson doing? And I'm like, hold on, man.
No.
A week ago, Romano needs to be cut.
People wanted him cut. Like, yeah. It wasn't even just like, you know, give him some low leverage innings. People were like, get him off my team.
I know. And I said, are we, I hear you. I get it. But now I think it's funny that the fluctuation people go through with bullpen arms.
Agree.
So with Kirkering, I think it's mostly confidence things. I think his stuff is fine. The one thing that becomes more and more clear the more you watch him is he really, I don't know how he gets lefties out. Like, I think he gets lefties out almost by accident more than on purpose. I think against righties, he's fine. Like, he can run the two seamer in on his hands when they want. That sweeper away is a hard pitch. I don't know what the plan is to lefties, because he's not confident enough to throw inside against lefties. So he just tries to pepper the outside corner with both the sweeper and the two seamer. And then when he misses, it ends up in a nitro zone
over the middle of the plate, and they just crush it.
It's a little bit like Nola with him, where when he gets into pressure situations, he starts going over and over and over again with the sweeper. And that's when the sweeper gets smoked. The thing that I continue to believe with him is, like, he needs a third pitch, and I think he should learn a cutter. Like, I think a cutter into lefties just changes his entire.
Absolutely, it would.
So, listen, I think we've talked about it. He's the fourth. He should be the fourth best arm on a really good bullpen. Mm-hmm. He's being put into high leverage spots. I'm not sure he's a high leverage arm. Like,
I don't know if he is. I think he's more like a six inning guy. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think
maybe a seventh inning guy.
I think he's a later arm. But I think there has to be three guys better than him in a bullpen. Like, he was fine last year. Last year, there was no problems with the Ryan Kirkering. But they needed him to take a step forward. And the playoff stuff is real. I mean, the Diamondback series, sure, he went five levels that year. So you can chalk it up to that. He also wasn't good last year in the Mets.
Yeah, he wasn't.
So, again, might be lights are a little too bright. And maybe as he gets older, you know, he's still, what,
more
24, experience.
He's
25?
Super young still, yeah.
So as he gets older, maybe it's something he can develop. You know, Madsen was never, he couldn't close. I mean, until 2011, there was real. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
There's this Doobie quote in the book where they ask him, because Madsen was annoyed in 2011 as his walk year, and they opened the season and they made Contreras the closer, and Madsen was obviously pissed
annoyed.
About
yeah.
it because he hired Scott Boras that offseason. Yeah. He wanted a big contract, and they asked Doobie about it, and he's like, Ryan Madsen is Ryan Madsen. Did he take a crash course on learning how to close? Like, it was insane. I couldn't imagine.
Can you imagine if they said that today?
I know.
We would talk about it for 6 months.
I know. But, man.
Hey, look, can we bring that Doobie quote back? Guys, I know it's been 5 months, but I think I got to talk about it here.
Did he take a crash course on learning how to close? So he just might not be what we hoped for from the standpoint of throwing late and possibly being a closer here. Not everyone's built to close. We talk about how the ninth innings.
We've talked about that many times.
I think Romano developing is really important, you know, because if he can get back to being the guy that he was in 21 through 23,
well, that changes
then that
everything.
Changes the entire. Yeah. That then you can put Kirkering maybe in a lower spot. And I was glad they blew it open late last night. Great. I was interested to see what Romano looked like again if he could, because I thought Sunday night he looked awesome.
Great. It was his best outing.
I know you're storming around the airport. Yeah. So I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, but no, I was in the airport. Yeah. I was watching the airport for the Romano thing. I watched it on my phone as I was walking to get to my car because it was like 11 at night or 10:30 or whatever it was. Nice. Or like 11, something like that. Yeah.
Nice.
Was I was trying to find my car in the parking once I was home.
It was stress-free.
It was unbelievable. It was great.
It was beautiful. So, yeah.
And against a good team, too. Yeah, like, that's, you know, because I do think you can look the conflicted thing. I think there's a lot of people on both sides right now with this team. I think there's probably more people being negative than positive, but people are, you know, it's turning a little bit. But I do think that one of the things that you'll hear on the negative side, and I think it's a fair comment, is that they, you know, they've got what, 10 of their wins against teams under 500. They haven't been awesome against good teams. The Cubs series was good, and seeing Romano in that spot was good.
Yeah, well, and what's the, I don't think unfair is the right word, but walk with me here, is
Walker Fritz with you,
is like last year, had they won that game two nights ago, it's like, wow, they just found a way to do it again.
You're right.
And now we're sitting here and it's 17-13. I think it's their best start since 06,
which is unbelievable.
What a year.
What a year.
By the way, not to make this about the book either.
Because you haven't done that yet. This spot.
The staff that Gillick gave the 06 Phillies it's horrible. That offense was ridiculous. It was Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard, obviously. MVP year, like, yeah.
Utley was ridiculous that year. Rollins was ridiculous that year. The 06 starting rotation was a travesty. An absolute travesty.
So that wasn't Hellickson yet, right? He was later?
No. Jeremy Hellickson?
Yeah, he was way
Jeremy
later.
Jeremy Hellickson was like
15, 16. Yeah. I'm just trying to go back in my starter. Head. So Randy Wolf would have been on the 06
So
team.
It was. So Myers had a 3.91. He was the ace. Then they went Lieber had a 5 ERA.
John Lieber.
Corey Lytle 4.7,
RIP.
Randy Wolf 5.5, Gavin Floyd 7.
That's unbelievable.
Matheson, he had a 7 plus ERA. They gave 17 starts to Matheson that year. So
wow. That didn't go up.
Not to make this about the 06 Phillies, but that
please don't.
That pitching staff was atrocious. How did we give them that team?
Yeah,
but yeah, I just it's almost just. Nothing they can do. I don't know if there's anything they can do in the regular season that's going to make the negative side start believing.
No, they'd have to go on a real run, like win 20 of 25 and be.
But even if they do that, people are just going to say, talk about "Who cares?" Players. Like, wake me up and
I. I think there will be those people who say, "Who cares?" But I think if they went on a real run, I do think a portion of the people who are negative would come over to the positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sure. I guess my thing is I don't know what I'm supposed to be hanging my hat on from the standpoint of, like, what do I believe is going to really change? You know, I think offensively, obviously Stott's done a really good job. I think him getting back to 23 Stott is massive. Trey, I think at the plate,
sure,
certainly not.
I mean,
Trey's like, coming along, but it's still.
Yes, but it's slap hitter.
It's not.
I mean, it's May 1st. His OBP is higher than his slugging.
Is that not what you want?
Not what you want. And it's hard to do with it hitting as much as he has. I mean, bang 282, somehow his slugging is lower than his. So, like, I'm with you. Trey has not been a disaster, but he's not giving them elite hitting.
And I still think, like, he's.
And by the way, in case you're wondering, Johan Ross does have more home runs than Alec Boehm, just in case.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does. I think
it's May. Alec Boehm isn't homered, but whatever.
He has to be the only player. He has to be the only player in baseball that is 6'5".
Oh, I think, yeah.
That has walked 3 or less times and has no home runs.
I'll bet you.
For the amount
of
plate appearances, yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you, like, per homer per plate appearance over his career, like, he's got to be among the lowest 6'5" hitters of all time. Like, how could you, like, what are we doing here? It's unbelievable.
It's quite something. It's quite something. And Trey is still the biggest swing guy. Like, if he can turn into be, like, a star. Bryce is obviously. I don't know.
What do you make of, because look, I think we all think Bryce will play better. I don't think that this is Bryce.
You don't think he's going to end the year hitting 230?
I don't. But what do you make of the body language? What do you make of the, I mean, he's been a real bummer to watch on a nightly basis for the last few weeks. Like,
yeah.
He's just like, you know, he's been good defensively. Credit there. Like, he's
their only plus defender right now by the metrics.
Oh, I didn't know that, but he's been great. Like, he's done it. But it's just like, he's just seems so like, bummed and angry and like just not happy out there, not having a good time playing baseball, you know? And
yeah, well, listen,
I know there's a lot of pressure on him and all that, but like, you're the leader of the team, man.
Well,
you're supposed to be.
I think the biggest thing that Bryce has to like remember, I guess, is you know, I think about my quarterback, I think about Jalen,
yeah,
all
what
the time.
What a winner.
Unbelievable. Just
he's back at work. He's here. He's working out already.
Oh, an athlete's working out.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. But he's here for the program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
To lead the way.
Oh.
We're so lucky.
We're so blessed.
We are.
Oh yeah, man.
Blessed is a good word.
What a
hashtag
time.
Hashtag blessed.
What a time. Prove it here. Anyway.
the most ridiculous thing that's been said.
Well, you didn't hear the context. Anyway.
There's no context needed.
There is context. I'll tell you after.
Okay, great.
But like when the whole quote he talked about with, I need to be the thermostat, not the thermometer,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Like Bryce has to be the thermostat.
Oh, this is great. Quote Jalen Moore.
I mean, he does.
But he's like, right. He's dead right.
Like,
yes.
Like
whether Bryce.
At the same time, he's had the mopiness before. It's not the first
time. I know
time
he has,
seen
but
it.
Whether Bryce wants it or not, like he's the leader of the team. Like the guys look to him. The guys will react and act based on what he does and how he does things, whether he likes it or not. Like that's the role you have, buddy. Like you're the guy, just like Jalen is the guy, and Jalen embraces it. And Jalen puts his head down and goes to work. You know, I want to see Bryce put his head down and go to work.
I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not. Yeah. All him.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. He's amazing. But yeah,
there's nothing more.
It's just like, I feel like everyone's pranking me. I really do.
Well,
anyway, with Bryce, like that's where we appreciate the workmanlike, you know, attitude heading into the year. But when they look like they're having no fun and it's so serious all the time, that was always going to be the other side of it of being so serious all the time is creating a tight clubhouse. And I think that when he's not going right and he's not, then I think it creates even more tightness. So yeah, he's got to find a way to figure it out. And even when he's going bad, look like he's having some fun out there, but we've seen him do this over the last couple of years. My bigger concern is like, I hope the back's all right. Like I will continue to be worried about the back, you know.
And look, he's 32 now, 31 or 32. Like he's
14 years in Major League Baseball.
Like, I mean,
and the obviously the violent swing and the banged up at the end of last year.
Look, he throws his body around, like whether it was in right field or first base or whatever. Like he plays hard. Like we've seen, like what was it, the first game back after the arm thing? He's at first base and he falls into the dugout. Like he's not able when he's out there to not, like, defensively to not throw his body around. He's gonna get, like, he's beat himself up.
Yeah. So that's always my big fear with him. And I did think it was notable. I think Taryn said last night that he was working with Kevin Long on like a drill or whatever.
Great, Kevin Long's been on fire. So,
well, here's where I think
I'm just joking.
It's notable is I don't know if Bryce has always been like
working on stuff.
Well, talk to the hitting coach kind of guy.
Yeah, because like I know better.
No, I think he just has his routine. And if I'm a hitting coach, I'm like, you're Bryce Harper.
Yeah, what am
whatever.
I gonna tell you, buddy?
You know, you got it. That's fine. So I think it's notable that they're at least maybe trying something different. So he did have the nice double last night, which is good to see.
Yeah.
He's just missed a couple home runs at the same time. I don't know. Like I look around, like Mookie's hitting 230 something as well, which is he lost 25 pounds apparently, even though he looks kind of the same.
Looks fine. Yeah.
25 pounds. It's different. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to freak out about Bryce until it's more prolonged.
I totally agree.
I'll give him a rough 2-week stretch. It happens all the time 100%. In baseball. So if we look up in July and he's hitting 230 something, then I think it's, well, what are we doing here? But I mean, Stonas put it out. He before I think the Nationals game the other night, I mean, Castellanos has a higher OPS.
I saw
in the last 97 games. And that's that can't happen.
No,
that can't happen.
No. And look, I expect Bryce to be better. I'm not super concerned about it. I'm more, and I know we've seen him move before, but I'm getting tired of the moviness when he's struggling. Like, I just am. Like, I'm getting to the point where it's like this team needs more from you, Bryce. Like, you, whether you want to be the top leader guy or not, like, you are. It's what it is. It comes inherent with your abilities, with who you are as a player, with who you are as a person, with how famous you are, all that. Like, I need him to lead. I need him to lead. And we're not in the clubhouse. I'm not saying isn't all that, but the mopiness and, you know, we can't rip Alec Bohm for it all the time and then not keep it 100, you know, like we can't not do the same thing when Harper's acting that way too, you know? All right. Pitching. I thought Aaron Nola's best start of the season in Chicago. I didn't get to see a ton of it. You know, I saw like the highlights and obviously what he did.
Yeah.
But look, he had one other good start. So you have one of two. What'd you make of Nola on Sunday?
Yeah. So it was the most I've ever seen throw his cutter, which I thought was, I think I mentioned this on the solo pod.
Daily.
Well, I don't think
it's like final.
Nah, I don't know.
The solo pod you did. Bad. I forgot you did the solo pod.
I don't do the Elliot Daily podcast. Elliot's a machine.
Elliot is a machine, dude.
Yeah, dude. Like
pumps it out. Now to be fair, we have full time jobs, you know, where it's Elliot, gallivanting around and just, you know, going to some reporter stuff. So, you know.
Exactly. And no kids. So
honestly, that is the biggest one. It changes your whole.
So he really has no excuse. So I take back the credit. So I take it back. But yeah, I just thought that he might have developed a new plan for righties, which I thought was interesting. The cutter on the outside corner coupled with the backdoor two seamer was something that I thought was really interesting because he's never been able to really locate the cutter that way. But it's something to get people off the barrel. And the biggest thing he did is he didn't just get into a rhythm where he's just going to throw the knuckle curve over and over and over again. Because when he does that, that's when it gets launched, you know, because he's going to eventually hang one. And and they just don't seem to miss it when he...
It's unbelievable. One has ever had his hanging pitch hit at a higher rate than Aaron Nola. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's like,
so
make a mistake, they're going to hit it.
He was down the whole night. Cutter was down. Curveball was down. When he went up and out of the zone to change an eye level. So yeah, it was really encouraging. I want to see him do it again. Obviously, you know, maybe the Cubs, that was
absolutely
the game plan, you know,
yeah.
And I'm sure someone's going to adjust, but it's just tough. It's a tough tunnel, as they say. I mean, it's a tough tunnel.
They do say that.
It's tough. The
tunnel's tough.
It's the same arm slot, same kind of speed.
Like the Lincoln tunnel. Everyone says it's a tough tunnel.
They're both breaking about this much. They're both breaking about 6 inches. One's going the left and one's going to the right. It's a hard thing to know what to swing at when they look the same out of hand. So I don't know. I thought it was encouraging. I want to see the next start. Also encouraging that Chris Sanchez was throwing 97 last night.
That was
going to
be my next question. Sanchi coming off the forearm thing. What'd you think?
Yeah, he's tight. I mean, I think that as he
didn't look like himself.
No. And I think that once he gets more into a rhythm, he'll be fine. I think that he had the extra time off and that, like, I just think that he has looked a little rusty. But I think what was most important was that the velocity was back up. And he probably could have gone another inning. He's only at 85 pitches when they pulled him. I was kind of surprised they didn't let him go out there for the sixth and at least start the inning. So, yeah, I don't know. It's all about the next start for Sanchez rather than last night. And last night he looked healthy.
All right, two more things. Then we get to take back. One, speaking of pitching,
Ranger.
Back on Sunday, your thoughts.
Well, I'm very curious from a couple angles. What is, I assume they go six man and then keep Wheeler on his
normal schedule.
On his normal
that would
schedule.
Be my guess.
I think that's what's
at least
happen.
At first. I think Taiwan will be taken out.
And then I wonder who they send down from the pen. I mean, I think it's going to be either Banks or Carlos Hernandez, or they have to put on. Well, they can send Banks down. I believe he still has options.
Does Banks have options?
I believe he still has options.
So they'll probably do whoever has options. But Banks has been better than Hernandez. I know you hate hearing that. You hate it. But he's been better.
He was good last night.
Banks is getting out. So I hate it. But the guy's getting out. Like, he's been good this year.
He's
like,
doing it.
Numbers wise, he's done okay.
He's doing a very good 2022 Brad Hand impression.
Outs.
Yeah, he gets out. He gets out.
It's hard to see. It's deceptive.
I tell you what, when he dotted 94 on the outside corner to James Shocked. Wood last night, yeah. I said, wow. Maybe I was wrong. I didn't even draft. By the way, neither one of us, because I don't think Tucker had him on the draft.
Yeah.
Neither one of us took Rojas. Like, Rojas wasn't
even... Oh, my God. For real?
I don't think he was even on the...
That's funny.
On the original
list.
That's
great.
And he's a star.
Well, so that was so funny you bring that up, because that was... I said two things. One was that, but the other was about Rojas. Can he keep hitting?
Well...
And, like, what when you watch him, like, do you notice a difference in the approach that has led to... Or is he just kind of seeing the ball better?
I think the game's probably slowing down for him at the plate. I mean, we know he's here for his bat, not his glove. Right?
Obviously, yeah.
We said that for years.
The guy doesn't know how to take a route to a ball. So.
I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Here
we go.
The James Wood ball off of Kirkring the other night.
That's a hard play. I totally agree.
It's the hardest play for a center fielder to make.
That was a shot.
It was smoke.
Yeah, and it was. Like
right at him.
Yeah. And it was like levitating as we kept going up. It felt like in the down. Like, it was like, that was a really hard play.
I've seen great center fielders.
I agree. I think that was unfair. The other one.
Sure. I think it took LA three innings to get over it.
Like, I don't think he's over it.
I don't think he's over it.
He's over it? Come on.
Dude, the first caller we had yesterday said that he reminds him of a young Willie Mays.
No.
Maybe the best FBI I've ever heard.
No, sir.
And then I looked up Willie Mays' age 23 season, I believe, when he had 51 home runs. And I was like, wow, this is what you see?
That's awesome.
You know, Willie Mays, pretty good, you know? Maybe Willie Mays Hayes. But...
Yeah, I think I'd still take Willie Mays Hayes over Johan Ross.
Yeah, I'm mostly encouraged. I am. I think that I was... Over the moon when he hit. Now Bohm, not to his credit, like, Bohm should have been thrown out on the
dude. He was out.
He was out by
Bohm was
three steps.
Out.
But the fact that Rojas put the ball into the
Rojas
outfield
did his job.
into
Bohm
right
was
field.
So out. Like, the catchers didn't catch it. Like,
I know. So I think he's certainly found a way better ability to hit to make hard contact. Yeah.
I mean, and the home run was to he hit a dead center.
I know. And it wasn't off a position
No,
player.
It was like a real, he hit a real major league home run.
Yeah. So I think that.
Do you think Alec Bohm was like, wait, man, what was that like? That looked pretty cool.
Can I do that? So, but yeah, I think he's developing pretty nicely.
Yeah.
I think he's developing pretty nicely. I don't think we ever need to get too ahead of ourselves, you know, hitting wise. The chase, I think, has been better. There's still times where I think he takes too big of a swing for no reason, but you know, that's the game now. So it kind of is what it is. But I think that I think he struck out three times the other night, but I feel like strikeout wise, it's come down a little bit. I think he's doing a good job of putting the bat on the baseball. There's going to be some mental lapses. Obviously the bunting stuff is, I mean, on Sunday,
it's inferior.
It was
like, just, what are you doing?
It was something, but if you're taking him for what he is, which is your nine hole hitter that for the most part is going to play good defense, he's going to have some mental errors out there. Sure. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. And I just continue to wonder about, you know, Marsh coming back. What do they do there? Do they put him right back in there? And Marsh is getting more of the games, even in Like, or
I don't know how you could do that now.
Like, or I, you just let Rojas.
I mean, Rojas should play more than Marsh right now,
which is a shocking
unbelievable
statement.
Unbelievable.
And it's not like he can put Marsh in left because,
like,
Kepler's
seen
him.
You don't disagree, right? Like, you would.
I would. Yeah, I would probably. Well, yeah. Who I would probably more? Go. Like, if they play six times in a week, I'd probably go.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, two thirds for Rojas. That's exactly what I was, which is two thirds. Exactly what I was going to say.
And yeah, it's not like
he, and Kepler's been heating up for real. Like, Kepler's
been fine.
Yeah, Kepler's been okay. He's for your seven hitter, it's solid.
260 with three home runs
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And I think he still works a pretty good bat. There's some good signs offensively. Obviously, Stott. Obviously, again, Turner, we need more impact, but at least
he's batting 282.
At least he's not trying to just launch baseballs. And that's when he gets into it. I think maybe here's my hope with
Trey. He's not swinging and missing all the time.
Here's my hope with Trey is that he's figuring out bat to baseball stuff now. And then as the summer comes around and he gets more comfortable,
he
starts to lift more and you see more of the power coming. And hopefully it's not at the detriment of still being able to hit. And I think the one thing that's happening with Trey, and I mentioned this a couple of times, is there's a way better two-strike approach with him. Like, he's not doing a big leg kick with two
big
strikes.
Yeah.
He's doing a little toe tap. And I think that's keeping him more level. His head's not moving around all the time. So encouraging there. Schwarber, the fact that he's had two home runs mm-hmm. out of the protecting Harper spot. Mm-hmm. If I can clean up, it's protecting Harper.
Yeah, it was three-hole. Yeah.
Four-hole, whatever. You're seeing some signs there. Cassianos, we know what he's going to be.
Yeah.
Hot and cold. He's currently going through a cold streak. Harper's obviously a big one. We know that. But, like, Kepler's coming along. Rojas is coming along. JT, good to see the home run last night. Not totally buying it.
No, I'm not. And Bohm is slapping.
And Bohm, we're
slap hitting all of
it. I guess we're just waiting, right? Yeah. We're waiting for the Alec Bohm heat up. I have no idea. So I think you're seeing some signs offensively, but also some big old question marks. And it sure would look better if Bryce can get one of those classic Bryce.
I should bring this up before I take back. I said two things, but I lied. I don't know that there's much to say about it because we've talked about it many times, but the Trey defense, any like new thoughts?
He's
just bad.
He's just not a natural shortstop.
He's just bad.
He does not have shortstop instincts.
No, he doesn't. He really, I think the instincts thing is kind of what I underrated the most. Like, he really doesn't have the instincts. I mean, that play,
Well, just sped out. It sped up on him.
It did. But, like, the very first thing my dad taught me when I started playing baseball, and I'm pretty sure most people get taught this first, is when you're in the field, know what you're going to do in every situation. Just if the ball, wherever the ball is hit, know what you're supposed to do in that situation. And it doesn't feel like Trey always knows what he's going to do in a situation when the ball's hit to him. And that, for a major league player, to me is crazy.
Yes. So I think he's going to, he's going to be in left field
eventually.
And we just have to
wait it out.
We just have to wait it out. They're not making the move.
It's not happening this year. Like, all the people calling the WNBA, move me. Like, it's not happening. Like, there is a 0% chance that it happens this year. Like, let's move on.
I just think you're wasting your breath.
I agree.
You're wasting 100%. Your breath. So, again, it feels like a coin flip when the ball's hit his way. And we'll see how it goes.
So he doesn't miss one in a big spot.
And also, like, I don't really want to put Stott there because I think you're moving a plus.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Stott's been so great at second base. Like, just let him play second base.
And hopefully Aiden comes up and is ready to play major league shortstop. I mean, he's got to get going at Double A a little bit.
Well, it looks like he's got two positions he could play. I mean, there's a potential opening for in the majors because, Alec Bohm probably not long term.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's the highest war amongst the third baseman right now
in the majors.
Yeah.
Ooh. A good question.
It's Bregman.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, of course.
It's
been
Bregman.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Soon it's going to be Noel V. Marte.
I know.
Nick Marte.
I'm going to have to pick him up.
What a stud that dude is. For real, though, did you see the Aaron Judge thing in his last 101 games?
No.
505 on base percentage.
Nice.
In his last 100
little games. Bonds.
Dude.
Little
like,
bonds.
Seriously, like, that's what it feels like. Over 100 games, 50% of the time you're on base.
Mm-hmm. Special. He's special.
Really good.
So I do have an official statement on the on a member of the Fritz list.
Oh, yes. Is it Gavin Williams?
It's Gavin Williams. I'm worried about him. Win Cy Young?
Yeah. You think?
Everyone else.
I definitely overdid. You got mad at me when I drafted you. You're welcome.
No, I know.
You're welcome.
No, I know.
I'm saving your team from having it. Now I've decided, do I keep him? Do I drop him? He's been a really disappointing thing. He is among my bigger disappointments.
No, it's
a
big. Yeah, no. It's a big mess.
because he was like one
the
of
guy.
The
guy. No, yeah. He's the guy. Yeah. He's the face of the Fritz list.
Face like, of the Fritz list.
Like if I was sending out the Fritz list with the picture, it was Gatlin.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, in Pat, like I, this is the I've been doing the, this is the fourth or fifth year for the Fritz list for me. I think it's a fifth, whatever. This is the first time your top guy has done this. Like usually top guys awesome. If nothing else, they're good. Uh-huh. Like this is the first time your top guy is like
not doing it,
failing us.
You know what's so funny about spring training? Some stuff definitely matters. It does, but it does. No. This is not a Seltzer victory lap. This is not a Seltzer victory lap because Casey Mize was ridiculous in spring training and translated over. Spencer Torkelson was ridiculous in spring training and carried it over.
Like it, so it counts to the Tigers.
So, well, I guess so. I have no idea. Sometimes spring training really matters. Sometimes it doesn't. But I'm glad to at least still care about what they do in spring training. Yeah, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. His fastball sucks. That's the biggest issue.
That seems to be an issue for pitchers.
So does Jackson Jobes, by the way. So just throwing that out.
Yeah.
There. Doesn't generate any whiffs on that.
Yeah.
So we're worried about the Gavin Williams Cy Young bet.
We are. But
everyone else has been mostly fine.
Yeah.
Everyone else has been mostly fine.
Not a Gavin Williams fan.
I'm beyond furious.
Yeah. I really don't like
beyond him. Furious.
And I can't drop him. I took him.
Oh, speaking of, by the way, Pivetta. Like it's
been great.
Not enough talk about. But I saw DeRosa.
Real quick.
No, I know.
Tucker, you've heard this many times. I'll bring up his guy. But he's like, you know, it's over. I did it. I won. We're good. We don't need to talk about Nick Pivetta anymore. Like, I don't need to bring it up. And now here we are.
Well, you want to know why?
Sure.
I was backed into the corner with the Gavin Williams thing. And I had to fight my way out. And I went with Pivetta.
Good.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Gavin Williams will be eventually good. Yeah. Currently not good. And I did see DeRosa say the other day like that Pivetta's fastball like disappears on hitters.
I saw that
and
too. I said, yeah.
This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Mark DeRosa's really, you know, carved out a nice little niche for himself.
I love DeRosa on TV. I really wish he wasn't coaching Team USA.
Yeah, same.
He was not good the last tournament. So, official statement on the Mets.
Ooh. They're good?
They're good. They're good, but they're peaking too early.
Oh, I like this. Yeah. Okay, flip the years. Last year, this year.
Little too magical early with the
I
Mets.
Like this.
Little too mad.
I mean, that you saw that defensive inning.
Yep.
Anytime you're getting the bounce off the third baseman's foot right to the shortstop to throw out at first, like, come on.
I'm seeing a lot about, oh, the vibes at Citi Field right now. You're still the Mets.
Yeah, I like this.
Remember your roots.
I really like what you're doing here.
I just
fully support this.
You're getting a little ahead of yourselves a little bit. You can't win the pennant in April.
It's true.
So I think they're having a little bit of April parades right now.
Yeah.
And
that pitching's not going to hold up, right?
I mean, come on. I don't know, man. Stearns might just—they might have just
figured it out.
They might just be the big Brewers.
Well,
that
is true with the Brewers. Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, I think about that.
Yeah,
and I mean, and like Cody Senga is actually good.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of all I have.
I do.
Everything else was talked about. Take back.
I hate that Francisco Lindor is.
Oh, he's awesome.
I love that guy. Mm-hmm. I really do. Like, I really enjoy watching him play baseball, and it sucks. Sucks that he's a Met. I hate it.
Yeah. But it's all right.
It's okay.
Mets magic. You're peaking.
We got early. Trey. We got Trey.
Hitting our 400s last 10 games.
You are the best, by the way, at finding those. Like, for three games, he's batting 396. So.
Well, don't worry. I picked it right at the 4-for-5 game against the Marlins.
There's a
and
good
not one day before
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So. I just watched Bad News Bears for the first time.
Which
in forever.
One?
The original one.
See, I like the remake.
That's the worst take of life.
I love the remake.
Yeah, the remake is it's basically shot for shot, and it's not as good. It's just not as funny, and it's got not as like
Do you ever watch Benchwarmers?
Especially for someone who's like, you know, not necessarily Mr. PC. I mean, the old one is the kids are drinking.
I just
beer.
Never watched it. I don't know.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh my god!
I never seen The Natural either,
dude. Watch the original Bad News Bears. It's great. It is a great. Great, great movie.
Well, the manager is just like movie. Thompson, right?
It looks, Walter Matthau.
Yeah, it looks just like Thompson.
A little bit.
No, I don't know. That's
yeah.
Watch I've never it. Seen it.
It's so great. It's so much better.
Billy Bob Thornton.
The remake is nowhere in the hemisphere of the original. They're not even like comparable.
Did you watch Benchwarmers?
I've seen Benchwarmers. Yeah. It's entertaining.
Benchwarmers. That was a very 15-year-old Jack movie.
The Natural, I think, is slightly overrated. I'm not a huge Jack.
Yeah, I've never
Cameron
seen it.
Cameron loves it. But the Bad News Bears is
all right. One of these days.
Yeah. The reason I brought it up is at one point Kelly Leak is trying to hit on a girl and he's like, oh yeah, I play for the Bears. I'm batting 841 this season.
Nice.
So good.
Nice. It's a good line. It's a good line. But
Kelly Leak, the greatest fictional athlete of all time, potentially. Up there in the discussion.
Right.
I mean, for a 14-year-old or whatever, but yeah.
Over Rocky, 215-592.
Oh, way over Rocky. Kelly Leak, way more talented than Rocky. I mean, not even comparable.
All right. Good.
Now, Paulo, different discussion. Paulo's pretty talented, you know?
He was better in Happy Gilmore.
Carl Weathers, it's a good take.
215.
I don't think I can go there, but it's a good take. He's great as Chubbs.
Oh,
I like
best.
That. All right.
Chubbs Peterson, are you kidding me?
So we're done.
We're done. Yeah. Once I start talking movies,
dude,
I'm out.
Yeah, you're out. I'm in. I'm like, movie talk. Again, May 7th, Casey's at Drexel Hill. Come hang out. We'll talk more about it over the weekend, the pod and all that. But that's next Wednesday. We'll be there. It's going to be awesome. And then May 31st, Reading. It's a family affair. I'm going to bring Emily and Zoe. I'm assuming you're bringing the kids and the fam. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have so much fun coming out with us. And last thing, I would like to apologize.
Nice. About time.
I'm really sorry we had to do this mid-series.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know you hate it so much. And I have
a game tonight.
I'm in for Joe tomorrow, so I'm going to be in AC. I can't come straight back. I had a couple errands run back. I wouldn't get before you did your show. I want to make sure we did it. So I know how much you hated this. Mm-hmm. And I did want to thank you.
Thank you.
I really mean it. Thank
About
you.
Time.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Get some seltzer.